brought to you by Penguin.
The Voltage Effect by John A. List. Read for you by Will Dameron. To my truly inspirational scaling partner, Dana, and our wonderful 8 children, Annika, Genevieve, Eli, Noah, Asher, Greta, Amelie, and Mason, who have taught me the true value of scaling. Scalable ideas are all alike. Every unscalable idea is unscalable in its own way. Introduction. Built to fail or built to scale? It was never my plan to work for Uber. To be honest, it had never even occurred to me. In the summer of 2016, I was busy with one of the most ambitious projects of my career. 6 years earlier, alongside my teaching responsibilities in the economics department at the University of Chicago, I had led a team that opened a preschool for 3 to 5 year olds that also functioned as a living research laboratory, a huge logistical and scientific endeavor I hadn't planned on undertaking and didn't exactly have the training for. While I had learned a few things raising 5 of my own kids, I had 0 formal expertise in early childhood education. On the other hand, observing and studying people in the wild has been my lab for over 30 years now. And launching a preschool full of wonderful, crazy kids is as wild as it gets, albeit in a whole different sort of way. Many people believe that the discipline of economics is all about money, or how capital flows through society. But my work as an economist doesn't involve things like analyzing fiscal data or predicting stock market trends. My specialty is conducting fieldwork in behavioral economics, going out into the real world to study the hidden, often surprising motivations behind big and small decisions we make every day. This was why Tom Amadio and other administrators of the school district of Chicago Heights had approached me several years earlier. They knew about experiments I had done incentivizing people to adopt all kinds of positive behaviors, so they wanted to see if I might have any ideas on how to incentivize teachers and students in ways that would improve the students' performance. A town of close to 30,000 people, a half hour's drive south of Chicago proper, Chicago Heights is a place society has left behind. Boarded-up storefronts abound, and violent crime is disproportionately high compared to the rest of the United States. Today, over a quarter of the population lives below the poverty line, almost double the statewide average of 13% when I first visited Chicago Heights. Unsurprisingly, these economic disadvantages take their toll on children there. High school graduation rates are low, and many high schoolers are at a third or fourth grade level in reading and math. And this, of course, excludes them from numerous future opportunities. Life is an entirely different game without a high school diploma. Eager to get involved in a project that sought to reverse these trends, I teamed up with economist Stephen Levitt, of Freakonomics fame, and Sally Sadoff, my PhD student at the time, in early 2008. Thanks to a generous gift from the Kenneth and Ann Griffin Foundation, we got to work conducting experiments with students and teachers at a Chicago Heights high school. Sure enough, our interventions produced gains in achievement standards and test scores, yet the results weren't as dramatic as we had hoped. We concluded that by working with high schoolers, we had missed a critical window in these kids' development, during which we could have altered their life trajectories. Showing up so late left much of their potential on the table. In fact, it had already been lost years earlier. In other words, we were dealing with the wrong student population to truly tackle this problem. So we proposed starting our own preschool, which would double as an experimental research lab on childhood education and development. We once again received support from our angel donor, a whopping $10 million from the Griffin Foundation, and that is how the Chicago Heights Early Childhood Center, CHECK, was born. By the spring of 2010, we were on to the next phase of our work in Chicago Heights, and were joined by Roland Fryer, then a rising...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?